It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Do you ever change your shoes when I change mine? I want to show you this. This is called a snow globe. It's a globe of glass. And in this one, there's a little town with a train that goes around. But watch what happens when I turn it upside down and shake it a little bit. Looks like it's snowing in that little town. Isn't it pretty? Do you know that each snowflake in the real world is different from every other snowflake? It's hard for me to imagine that, but it's true. And each animal, each person, each bird, and each fish in the world is different too. So whenever you see somebody, even somebody in a mirror, you know that that's the only one there is. Like you. You're the only you there is. You're unique. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time. For a friendship with me, you see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. There never has been anybody exactly like you before, and there... Oh, let's see who that is. Somebody special. Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely. Glad to see you. How are you?
Well, I just found this bird that is dead.
Oh, well, I wonder what happened.
I don't know, but I thought you might have a small box so I could bury it.
Are you sure it's dead?
Well, it doesn't move at all. Maybe it had an accident or something and died.
Isn't that sad?
It won't be able to fly again.
Or eat anything.
Or sing.
There's some things that are so hard to understand.
There surely are.
I'll look and see if I have.
All righty.
Here's some big ones. Here's some fancy ones.
Oh, I think that small one should do.
Okay.
Right in there.
When I was a little boy, I used to ask so many why questions. I still do.
I do, too. There are a lot of things to wonder about in this life.
There certainly are. Would you like to bury it in my yard?
No, I think I'll take it home. My grandchildren may help me bury it.
Okay.
It'll give me a chance to talk with them about some important things in life.
Well, thanks for sharing this with us.
I know you have important talk with your neighbors, too.
Oh, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, before you came, we were talking about how each animal and each person and bird and snowflake. Each one's unique. Everyone's different.
That's right. There'll never be another bird exactly like this one. Not ever.
That's true. There'll never be another person exactly like you, Mr. McFeely. And I'm grateful for you.
Well, same here. And I'll see you around the neighborhood.
Okay. Please give your grandchildren my love.
Well, I will. Speedy delivery.
I remember when my cat Sybil died. She was very old and she was very sick. But even so, when she died, I cried a lot because I missed her so much. She used to have her breakfast with me every morning, and she would sometimes sleep on my bed at night. After she died and we buried her, of course she wasn't living anymore, so she wasn't there for breakfast or sleeping. But I can still remember her and the feelings I had when I was with her. Such good feelings. I have a picture of her. I'll show you. Here it is. Sometimes when I hear another cat meow, I think of Sybil and how glad I was to have been able to be her friend for so many years. In fact, I sometimes think of Sybil when I make believe, especially when I make believe about Henrietta Pussycat. Let's have some make believe now. You know about King Friday's wooden birds on sticks, don't you? Do you remember their names? Mimus polyglottus, which means mockingbird, and Troglodytes aeden, which means house wren. Well, let's think about their being in the castle garden as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, trolley.
Clever toys, you birds.
Maybe, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And have you been playing for my birds?
I have, Your Majesty.
My wonderful Mimus polyglottus.
Mm-hmm.
And Troglodytes aeden. My talented birds.
Your wooden birds on sticks.
Yes, I wish for you to play for them every day.
Every day?
Yes. I wish to keep them happy, young and well, so they will never die.
So that they will never die?
Exactly. Hmm. I had a bird one time, and it died, and I didn't like that.
What kind of a bird was it, sir?
Oh, a lively, feathery bird.
A live bird?
Yes. It sang so beautifully.
And it wasn't made of wood?
Oh, no.
And it didn't have a stick attached to it?
Oh,
like this?
No stick. It was lovely. And I think it loved me. But it died. So I don't want Mimus and Trog to do that.
But Mimus and Trog won't die, King Friday.
Why not?
Well, because they haven't lived. They're toys. They're not live pets.
But they remind me of Cherry.
Cherry? Was that your live bird's name?
Yes. Would you care to see Cherry's picture?
Well, sure. Do you have one?
Oh, yes, I do. Right here, as a matter of fact.
Where, sir?
Yes, I keep it with me so I can look at it every once in a while.
What a beautiful bird.
Yes, but it died, and I didn't like that at all.
So you got wooden birds on sticks?
Exactly.
Well, they're toys, King Friday.
Yes, they'll always be around.
And so will your memories of Cherry.
Yes, they will. Perhaps you would bring your continuing culture and the toy birds to the CCTB room. I will meet you all there.
Very well, King Freddy.
Incidentally, Handyman.
Yes, sir?
I appreciate speaking with you about important things.
Why, King Freddy, I appreciate you too.
Even kings have feelings.
I understand that.
Anon, in the CCTV room.
Anon, come on, birds.
I thought I heard some voices and some music out here. But maybe
meow,
I was only
meow,
hearing
meow, Aberlin.
What I wanted to hear. There's a familiar meow. Oh. Oh, excuse me. I thought you were Henrietta Pussycat.
Meow, am Henrietta Pussycat.
You are, but you look so different, Hen.
Meow dressed up old today.
You're dressed up old today? Why are you doing that?
Meow, meow, pretending.
Did you want to know what it would be like to be old?
Meow, 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 die.
And what it would be like when you die?
Meow.
What do you think it will be like?
Meow won't be here, meow. Meow, nobody meow see me.
You won't be here and nobody will see you.
Meow. Meow even X meow owl.
Not even X the owl.
Hey there, did I hear my name? Hey, wait a minute. Who is that in Hen's tree house?
Meow meow X.
Well, you sound like Henrietta, but you don't look like her.
Meow.
What's going on, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, it's really Henrietta X. She's just dressed up and pretending.
Pretending to do what?
You want to tell him, Hen?
Meow pretending, meow, meow, old, meow someday meowing.
Old and dying? I don't want to hear about that stuff.
Well, Henrietta was just thinking about it, and so she wanted to talk about it.
I'll tell you what I think about it. I'm going to live every day as it comes, fly where I'm supposed to fly, and come back home. And when it comes time for me to die, I'll do that too, and that's it.
Meow's it.
That's it. And you know what, Hen?
Meow.
I like you any way you look. You're my neighbor. See y'all.
Farewell. Sometimes people want to talk about things, and sometimes they don't.
Meow. Meow, meow, help me, meow, meow, meow.
Oh, certainly, Hen.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, Hen,
yeah.
X is right. Your real friends and neighbors like you exactly as you are.
Meow, meow, talk, meow, meow, dying, meow, other time.
Whenever you like, Henrietta. You know me. I like important talk.
Meow, meow, Lady A.
Thank you, Henrietta.
Meow.
Good day, Lady Aberlin.
Good day to you. Good day, Mr. McFeely. What a beautiful plant.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a delivery for Anna Platypus.
You seem to be in a big hurry today.
Oh, I am. Many deliveries today.
May I take it over to Anna for you?
Oh, would you?
Oh, yes, I'd be glad to help.
Oh, thank you, Lady Aberlin. Thank you. Oh,
you're welcome. You're always helping other people, Mr. McFeely. It'd be kind of fun for me to get to help you for a change.
Well, thanks again, and speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Speedy delivery.
Well, you don't look like Mr. McFeely.
I'm not, Anna. I'm just helping him with this delivery.
Oh, that's just what I wanted for Mom and Dad.
Are you going to give this plant to your mom and dad?
Yes, it's their anniversary, and they like growing things.
This certainly is a beautiful growing thing.
Want to see the card I made for them?
Of course. Oh. I love you, Mom and Dad. What a great card, Anna.
I'll put it right with the plant and give it to them.
Oh, I'll bet your Mom and Dad are so proud of you.
They tell me they are.
Well, your neighbors are too, Anna.
Oh, thank you, Lady A.
Will you tell your Mom and Dad happy anniversary for me?
I sure will. Thanks for the speedy delivery.
You're welcome.
Evelyn.
Hi, Daniel Striped Tiger.
I've been playing with my truck.
That's your favorite, isn't it?
It surely is. I've played with this truck since I was a tiny tiger. Lady Evelyn?
Yes, Daniel?
Could you make my truck fly?
Like this? You mean...
Do you think it could fly itself?
Oh, no, Daniel, I don't think so. Trucks don't fly.
But what if I wished real hard? Then do you think it could fly?
Not if it's not supposed to, Daniel. Wishing wouldn't make it happen.
And I've been thinking about something else, Lady Eberlin.
Something you'd like to tell me? Mm-hmm. What is it, Daniel?
I don't want my truck to die.
Oh. Daniel, is that something you've been concerned about?
Yes, because it's my favorite thing, and I've always had it, and I always want to be able to play with it, and I don't want it to go away.
Did you know that your truck is a toy?
Yes, it's the best toy I have.
And did you know that toys don't get born like people and animals and birds and living beings like us?
No.
And did you know that toys don't grow like people and animals and birds and living beings like us?
No, my truck doesn't grow.
So, toys don't die either. Since they haven't lived, they don't die.
So my truck won't die.
No, it won't, because it's not the kind of thing that gets born and grows and changes and lives.
It's not like you or Mr. McFeely or any of my neighbors.
That's right. We're living creatures.
And my truck is just a toy.
Yes, it's a toy that helps you to play and think about all kinds of things.
Yes. And I'm always glad to have you to talk with about what I'm wondering.
You're a wonderful wondering tiger, Daniel.
And even when you're not here, I can think about you.
And I can think about you.
I guess it is good to be born and grow and change and live and die.
And think and feel and remember and be real.
Oh, Lady Evelyn, I'd like to give you an ugga-mugga.
Me too. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Come on, truck. Let's go and pretend that we are building an airport.
Was just saying that it has a fancy way of showing pictures of everyone who cares for something or loves somebody and lives in this neighborhood. Do you have any way of knowing how to make that work, Lady Eberlin?
Well, trolley has to come off its tracks for it to work.
Oh, it does? Huh? So that's everyone who cares about something or loves somebody around here.
That's just about everyone in this neighborhood.
Well, that's for sure.
Even the toys in this neighborhood are special.
Aren't they?
Do you ever pretend things with your toys? Pretend that they're flying or building stuff? The more Daniel thought about it, the more he realized that it is good to be born and grow and change and live and die. All that is part of life. And you and I are human beings, and we're part of life. There's a book I'd like to read to you. I was thinking about it after Mr. McFeely showed us the dead bird that he found. This book is called When Pets Die. A pet can be a very important part of your life. That pet can be like a friend you play with and help take care of. Caring for a pet isn't always easy. It's different from caring for a teddy bear or a toy. Toys and teddy bears don't get sick, except for pretend, so they don't need doctors. But real animals sometimes do get sick. Sick pets may need special doctors called veterinarians or vets. Vets know a lot about animals and the best ways to help them stay well. But even when a pet has had the very best care, there comes a time when it might be too sick or too badly hurt or maybe just too old for you or anyone, even the vet, to be able to keep it alive. It can be very hard when a pet you love dies. You may feel that you'll never stop being sad, that the hurt will never go away, but it will. Missing your pet can make you feel lonely. You may feel so sad that you even cry a lot. You might feel angry and wonder why such a sad thing had to happen. It isn't always easy to talk about sad and angry feelings, but talking to someone you love can help the hurt go away. You might have questions to ask that person too. Like, what is dying? That's something everyone wonders about. One thing we know about dying is that it isn't like going to sleep. When something alive goes to sleep, it can wake up again. When a pet dies, it isn't alive anymore, so it can't wake up again. When sad things do happen, the best place to be is near someone you love. Someone who can understand how you're feeling. There will come a time when your sadness and anger have gone away. A time when you can feel happy again about the good times you and your pet had together. Them there. Happy times and sad times are part of everyone's life. When a pet dies, we can grow to know that the love we shared is still alive in us and always will be. That's the way I felt about Sybil. Thank you. Everything that lives will someday die. But I believe that it's worth it to be a real live somebody in our real live world. And what's more, no matter what, we'll always have somebody to take care of us. Isn't it amazing how each one of us is somebody special? No matter what we can do or cannot do, no matter how old or young we are, no matter how we look or sound, we're the only one in this life exactly like us. And this life wants us to be all we can be. Thinking about all we've been talking about today, and thinking about your growing, gives me such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. People can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.